In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we once again have the Requiem Mass for our beloved enrolled in Purgatorian Society. And we might sometimes, when one of our friends or family members dies, have worries or even anxiety that, is he saved? No matter how good life he or she might have lived, we might have some doubts about the great promises which God has given to us, that did he really made it, so to speak? And our sequence tells us this story of tears and expectation of harsh judgment, but it also tells us about the great hope and expectation of the salvation of God's children. When someone of our beloved dies, we shed our prayers and tears to Almighty God, that please God, have mercy on this departed soul. And we do very well in caring for the eternal fate of this beloved departed. When Jesus met Martha, who wept over the death of her brother Lazarus, she said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Martha was confident that this great man, Jesus, could help her dear brother by his prayers. But what she still failed to see is that our Lord himself is the hope of all the departed souls. And Jesus also said to Martha, I am the resurrection and life. Our Lord himself, whom we receive in Holy Communion, is the resurrection and life. And so he is also our hope. Whenever we either worry about the fate of some of our beloved, or worry about the eternal fate of ourselves, we should always remember these great consoling words of our Lord, I am the resurrection and life. This great salvation, which God freely offers to man, is a gift, and it is a gift given freely to every man if he repents for his sins and sheds tears over the bad deeds of his life. So it is because of the sinfulness, of his sinfulness, that man can never remove the possibility of his failing to see God after his death. But because of the precious blood of our Lord, we can eliminate all fear of our damnation. We can always put our hope and our joyful expectation to this great master of ours, our Lord himself. I am the resurrection and life. And it is because of this great gift coming to us in Holy Communion that we can remove all fear of eternal punishment. It's Lent soon, and the Church calls us to make penance, not only for our own misdeeds, but also the misdeeds of others. And in this Lent, we should also remember the poor souls in our daily prayers, and also in our penance. Now, we may confide them with great hope and expectation to our Master, Jesus Christ, because he has said these consoling words, I am the resurrection and life. And also Saint John, the beloved apostle, has left us these consoling words, perfect charity casteth out fear, because fear hath pain, and he that feareth is not perfect in charity. Let us therefore love God, because God first hath loved us. So dear children, when you think of afterlife, and when you think of the eternal bliss and eternal damnation, remember that a Christian should never face fear about the last things, because we have our hope in and great expectation in our Lord. I am the resurrection and life. A Christian truly should show sorrow and contrition for his sins. That's what you do every time when you receive the sacrament of penance, and contrition and sorrow is also what you should feel when you think and examine your conscience, how gravely I have offended the Lord and Master. But because of his precious blood, he, our Master and resurrection and life, he has removed all fear from us, what we might otherwise face if we would be living in the world. Dear children, when we today remember our beloved in the Purgatorian society, well, we should not be ashamed to shed some tears and to face sorrow because we don't see them anymore in this life. But the more happy, but even more happy and even more hope we should feel because we all serve and worship the same Master who said, I am the resurrection and life. And this great expectation and hope which we are feeling when we pray for them is that we truly may gather together one day in heaven and truly see and feel the communion of all God's saints, because we truly are the communion of saints even on this earth, because we all belong to our Master's own church, and we all have the same great hope and expectation of the future everlasting life than those fortunate beloved ones of us who already see that, and also that by our humble penance and sorrow and prayers we might advance our beloved who still face death in purgatory, that they soon may face the same hope and resurrection in the everlasting life with God our Master, who proclaimed these consoling words, I am the resurrection and life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.